The privately owned Lake Express ferry between Milwaukee and Muskegon cuts across Lake Michigan at nearly 40 miles per hour. Four diesel engines drive high-powered jets underneath the catamaran-style boat. The jets shoot huge plumes of water out the back end of the nearly 200-foot-long vessel. It only takes 2.5 hours for the Lake Express to make a crossing, about half the time of an older ferry that travels across northern Lake Michigan. A Milwaukee-based passenger named Jack says the faster pace is what draws him to the new boat.
This is quick. We're all about being quick.
The Lake Express also has room for 46 cars and smaller vehicles such as motorcycles. A motorcycle passenger named Bobby says using the ferry is a breeze compared to driving around Lake Michigan and fighting traffic in Chicago.
Have you ever ridden a motorcycle and had a semi pull up behind you? I mean, it seemed like he was that far away, you know, maybe 2 feet. It's very frightening, and it's happened to us several times.
Some people who study ferries say less stress and time savings are just two of the appeals of the boats. University of Delaware professor James Corbett says fast ferries have a certain cachet for the upscale leisure tourist.
Fast ferries are very, very attractive first choices when people are considering new routes. They look for the latest and the greatest vessel designs.
But Corbett says the ferries have several drawbacks. For one thing, the faster boats use more energy, and that helps push up ticket prices. Adult round-trip fares for the Milwaukee to Muskegon route start at $85. Sue McNeil heads the University of Illinois Chicago Urban Transportation Center. She says the fares may scare off repeat business in certain markets.
Just what I know about travel patterns and where people go, the Rochester to Toronto seems to make more sense than the Milwaukee to Michigan.
Still, McNeil says she hopes all the ferries succeed because they provide another transportation option. Federal, state, and local governments are buying into the concept by offering some subsidies to promote the boats and build docking terminals. Chicago and Cleveland are also looking at adding the faster-moving ferries. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Chuck Quernbach.